sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Unbelievable! Amazing! Fantastic!
Welcome, Moon!
It's Thursday, the 20th of April. Not a hell of a lot happening over the weekend. Don't forget, you got Anzac Day next Monday. So yeah, maybe it's time to think about things like that. There's a couple of things on over the weekend. The big one, of course, is Damien Leith at the Broke. Since Richard already did a pretty good interview with Damien, but then of course had technical difficulties earlier in the week. We're going to replay his interview with Damien and then get down to the Broke Room and see him on the weekend, on Saturday night. And other than that, we're going to go through the directory for you, play some music, and generally take it easy tonight. Hope you enjoyed that little interview with Annie Joseph, great watercolour artist from out Lithgow way. And she'll be back later in the year as well with the Arts Trail for Lithgow, which I always help those guys out with. But for the moment, they've got an exhibition down at Gang Gang Gallery, Heart of Women, which is going to be a great exhibition. Also, the current exhibition, which is on out there, which is Hands on Clay 3, is worthwhile going seeing as well. Anyway, we'll get on with some music. And we'll get on with the interview with Damien Leith from Richard Keegan from earlier in the week.
There was a man with a crooked eye who had a crooked soul, said the man, how far you willing to wander and to roam, said the woman to the man who had a crooked soul, I'd be willing to bet that you already know. And he said, dum, dum, daddy, do, dum, dum, daddy, do. With a crooked eye, who had a crooked frown, said it's just gone 10, why don't we have another round, said the boy to the man who had a crooked frown. Well, sobriety's a bitch, but I've been lost and I'll be found. And he said, dum, dum, daddy, doo, dum, dum, daddy, doo. Who had a crooked charm, said it's been 20 years, it can't do you any harm, said the woman to the man who had a crooked charm. I don't need the shit no more, but she'd be glancing at her arms. And he said, dum, dum, daddy, do. Mile. crooked smile. With a crooked eye, who had a crooked plan. Said, man, you like God, you got the power in your hand. Said the suit to the man who had a crooked plan. Well, this my constitution, and you damn right I am. He said, dum dum da da do, dum dum da da do. Through with you. There was a man on his deathbed who had a crooked child. Said, boy, you were damned, you'll be nothing in your life. Said the boy to the man who had a crooked eye. What you see is what you get, and you'll be gone in a while. And he said, dum dum da da do, dum dum da da do, dum dum da da do. Well, I am through with you.
You're listening to Blue Mountains Live with Brad Diedrich.
Hey, how you doing? It's Damien Leith here. When I'm in the Blue Mountains, I listen to Radio Blue Mountains.
I walk this earth to find the road in which you're leading. I found the path that brings me home and keeps me breathing. You fill the room with something only angels see.
2006, Australian Idol. This man got 4 touchdown salutes from Mark Holden, 9 albums, Carols by Candlelight, Australian Day Ambassador. He's written books, teaching, TV, radio, and father of 3. Nominated for 4 ARIAs, 2 MTV nominations, 2 Heltman Awards. Damien Leith, dude, are you just trying to show all the rest of Australian men up?
Hey, you know what? I've had a busy couple of years, and I got lucky landing on a few little things that just kind of worked out well. You know yourself, we in this business, in the entertainment world, you do as much as you can, and some things work and some things don't. And that's it.
Well, you do it. I feel like such an underachiever myself just talking to you.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, as an entertainer, you opened up one of the questions I was going to say. Damien Leith, do you see yourself as a singer, a guitarist, a songwriter, a producer, an entertainer? Can you separate these tags, or is it you're just an amalgamation of all of it?
I think it's an amalgamation of all of them. I really think that, as I said, as an entertainer, I think your job is to try and try different things, to put yourself into different areas, if you can. I mean, if you're one of the lucky ones who can just narrow down and just go, you know, here I am, I'm a singer, and I can make a full living out of this, and it all works out well, great for you. But I think certainly in Australia, I really believe that a lot of entertainers have to diversify and try different things so that their audience get to experience, you know, different sides of you and find new reasons to come to your shows.
Mm, it's an interesting approach that you got there. As you say, here in Australia, you have to be diversified because we're only a small population.
That's right.
A question you've just put to my head. Do you think you would have been more, popular or better known if you'd stayed in Europe?
No way. No, you know what? Australia, I tried for many years. When I was in Ireland, I was in a family band. I gigged all over Ireland. We had a couple of opportunities. We played on TV. And, you know, we looked like we were getting places, but it just never took off. And I don't know why, but when I arrived in Australia just seemed to embrace me in a different way. And I really and truly believe that it wouldn't have happened overseas. It happened here because Australia was open to me. You know, they were open to give me a shot, which was brilliant. You know, so I owe an awful lot to the people of Australia.
Well, we're talking to you now because you've got a gig coming up in the Baroque Room with Fusion Boutique on the 22nd of April. You can jump on the Fusion website to get tickets. I'm going to say, don't wait for the last moment to buy tickets. Jump on, buy the tickets, secure yourself a seat now. So the songs that you're playing on that gig, they're totally solo? You're bringing a band?
I've advertised the show as solo, as more of an option. Quite often when I do solo shows, I generally bring someone with me. Normally it's a friend. So as it turns out, in Katoomba, my violinist lives in Katoomba, so she's going to be there. And my guitarist, who lives in Sydney, said, hey, I really want to go, because the two of them always hang out together and like to make a night out of it. So it won't be solo in the end. The Baroque Room is going to get way more than they bargained for. They're going to get the three of us, and even may get my son on piano as well.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
So it'll be a bigger show than it's advertised.
How old's your son?
My son, he's 15. So he's I've got three kids. They're all into music. They all love it. But my 15-year-old, he's obsessed with the piano and he's obsessed with guitar. And just over the last while, he's shown more and more interest in actually performing with me. So he's done one show already, and he did a great job. So I said, hey, let's do it again.
Who's your violinist, by the way?
Her name's Emma Greenhill. So okay. She lives in Katoomba. She moved there with her husband, Tommy Novak, and he's a great musician as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now Emma's been with me for about 6 years. Emma actually composed the orchestra show. The orchestra show, it's not traditional Roy Orbison composition. It's not stuff we found online. She's fully composed the whole show with little interludes and all sorts of different things. So it's quite a different sort of show. That's the one in September.
The Katoomba audience will look after you and your family and friends very, very well.
Ah, great.
At the show in the Baroque Room, so you'll be doing some of your originals and some of the covers. One of your originals, Beautiful, will play the song right. Well, no, I'll let you introduce the song and then you can tell me about it after we play it.
All right, sounds good. Okay, well, this is my song, Beautiful. Enjoy.
I walk this earth to find the road in which you're leading. I found the path that brings me home and keeps me breathing. You fill the room with something only angels see. Nobody knows me like you do in these movies. You are so so beautiful. I found a place in life, it's where I rest my head now. You opened up a side of me and let it out. What I believed was only half before I met you. I dropped it all. So beautiful, you're all that I know, all that is true, you are so beautiful, and I know why it is I'm so taken
You're on Radio Blue Mountains. I'm the Duck. I'm talking to Damien Leith. That was your song, Beautiful. Now, it's one you've written yourself. Tell me about your approach to songwriting. Do you get the melody first? Do you just noodle around on a guitar or piano and then find the melody and work, pick out the words after that?
I think for the most part, it's always been a melody for me. Although as I've got a bit older, I'm definitely sitting down writing lyrics a lot more without a guitar. But for many years, it was always, I'd sit down with a guitar, hit on some sort of melody, and I'd mumble words. Mm-hmm. To come up with a tune. So like Beautiful, I would have been na 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 na, and I'd be doing a bit of that. And when I felt like I had a melody that I liked, then I'd start putting some words to it.
Mm.
And generally words wise, the songs that have always worked the best for me and that I've always liked to play the most are the ones that mean something. So that song I wrote for my wife. All the songs that have a direct link to me have always been the ones that have worked the best.
Yeah. When you're writing, do you prefer the piano or the guitar?
I prefer the piano, actually. I generally, whenever I'm at home, I very rarely will play a guitar. I generally will always play piano. In a lot of the shows that I do now, I'm playing a lot more piano than I used to. I think it's just because I'm so used to doing it at home. And personally, I think I play the piano better than the guitar. So that's part of the reason. I can do more on the piano than I can on the guitar. Guitar, I'm a strummer. I'm an old-fashioned strummer. I can do what's required to get me through the songs, but nothing fancy.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with being a strummer.
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all. Many, many people have made incredible careers from being just a strummer. Bob Dylan comes to mind. My dad is a massive Bob Dylan fan. And it's funny, when I was growing up in Ireland, dad's always been one of my main influences as far as how I got into music. Dad has always played music. He's always sung. But he continuously tried to get me to lean towards Bob Dylan. And he hated it because I used to do horrible Bob Dylan impersonations the whole time that used to drive him up the walls. Thankfully, he was also into the Beatles and he was also into Roy Orbison. So that's kind of why I ended up in those directions.
You did the Idol thing. And in a way, to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you're kind of living the Idol life. You're a winner. You've had 9 successful albums, success in other areas, like we say, with the teaching, the writing, the books. But you were still burnt, can I say that, at the very start without the royalties from that first release.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Unfortunately, when The Winner's Journey came out, the truth of the matter was there was a clause in one of the contracts. A lot of people did say to me, oh, did you not read the contract? And the truth of the matter was it wasn't that sort of situation. It was a contract as you walked into the building to do the audition. Oh. So it's kind of when you're walking in and you don't have a lawyer standing beside you to go through, like a disclaimer?
Yep.
Just like a waiver. It was like a waiver as you walked into the building to do the audition. That's what allowed them to do that. It was scandalous, scandalous, and it was wrong, but there was nothing I could do about it, and it would have been the same situation no matter who went in that door. They were all caught with exactly the same thing. Just young people walking in, signing a disclaimer that actually allowed the organizations to release whatever they wanted. I love the Idol format, I really do. Aside from that one little thing that happened, which was a big thing at the time, I love the format. I love the fact that it gave me an opportunity to be known. I got to sing a lot of songs and show my personality. And I think that's the beauty of Idol as opposed to other shows. The other shows don't really give the contestants an opportunity to get known, because I think for any entertainers, it's beyond just your song. You've got to reach some people on some sort of level for them to like you. Quite often, it's your personality. Some people, it's their looks, or whatever. It certainly wasn't my looks. It had to be my personality. So, but so thankfully Idol did work out. And as you say, when that happened, just with that contract issue, we moved on. There was nothing we could do about it. That's the way it was. And thankfully things have worked out since.
Damien, the song Superhuman, it's your latest release. Tell me about this song. How did this come about?
This came about one day while I was driving in the car. I do a radio show in Wollongong. And sometimes when I leave the radio station, I love being on radio, but occasionally you're so drained and so tired leaving the station, you go, oh, gee, I need to write something, or I need some outlet. And I was driving along and the lyrics start coming to my mind. about Superhuman. And it initially started off as there was a story I knew about some friends back in Ireland who were thinking of quitting their jobs and leaving. And it was relatives of mine. And that's kind of where it started off. So the first line is, I've got a ticket and it's one way. Are you going to come or are you going to stay? It was that whole idea of leaving a small little town and going off and doing something extraordinary.
We're going to leave you and play Superhuman. But before we do, you're appearing in the Baroque Room on 22nd of April. That's you through Fusion Boutique. I know you can get tickets through your website. You can also get tickets through Fusion Boutique. So buy the tickets now, boys and girls, 22nd of April. Will you be doing relating your stories about your idol journey, the songs, even taking requests again from the audience?
I'll definitely be taking requests. That's what I love about the intimate shows. They're not as set in stone. I vary a lot. Every show is a little bit different. And if somebody shouts up something and I can, you know, vaguely remember how to play it, I'll generally give it a go. I'll generally screw it up as well, just for the record. But I will give it a go.
Damien, it sounds like it's going to be a great night. Thanks for talking to Radio Blue Mountains, and we're looking forward to seeing you on the 22nd of April.
Not a problem. My pleasure. Thanks a million for having me.
Okay.
I want to run into the night as fast as we can till the morning hits the sky. Watch the sunrise someplace new. I got a ticket and it's one way. You're going to come or you're going to stay. Kick off, find a new day. Yeah. There's nothing left for us in this town. We got dreams to be, they'll shut them down. It's what we'll get if we stick around. I wanna run into the night as fast as we can till the morning hits the sky. Watch the sunrise someplace new. I wanna see who we can be when the chains are gone. We could be anything we want. We could be superhuman. Got no money, but we got enough. It won't be easy in a crooked road. There's no price tag on this love, no. Can't keep talking till we turn gray. We can live our lives or we can die this way. Hold my hand and never say stay. I wanna run into the night as fast as I can till the morning hits the sky. Watch the sunrise someplace new. I wanna see who we can be when the chains are gone. We could be anything we want. Could be superhuman. We could be superhuman. 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 Distraction's gonna be our way. We leave a dent on this world. We need a plan B. No. We can make it if we dare. Just hold my hand and run into the night as fast as we can till the morning hits the sky. Watch the sunrise someplace new. I wanna see who we can be when the chains are gone. We could be anything we want. We could be superhuman. We could be superhuman.
Hello and welcome back to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM for Thursday the 20th of April. If you're not down at the Qual gig, down at the Sounds of Our Towns gig, down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub, shame on you, shame on me, we should all be down there. But I'm here doing the show for you. Hope that's okay. We were going to try and get the folks from Qual on and the other bands, but we failed miserably. Sorry about that. I haven't been able to get many people at all for interviews for tonight's show, and I was supposed to be talking to Ross from Midnight Tea Party. They're going to be playing next weekend, so we'll still get Ross in. We'll get him in next week and have a chat to him. about Midnight Tea Party. But for the moment, I'll just go through what's on tonight. So, as I said, Sounds of Our Towns is on tonight down at the Hub. That's Qual, Club Halifax, and Deep Sea Lights, and they're down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub tonight for the fifth round of Sounds of Our Towns, Mountains Get Down. Now that's this is volume 5, so if you're a bit short on something to do tonight, get down to Springwood and see those three great local bands. Kicks off at 7:30. That's probably when the doors open, but do get to these gigs early and make sure you you support local music by doing so. All right, then we've also got live at the Blue Mountains Theatre tomorrow, and that one is that's In Excess down there. So tomorrow night is In Excess. Tonight is the Soot gig. Tomorrow is the Australian In Excess show. That show down there kicks off at 8 p.m. Go online and get your tickets, or go to the Blue Mountains Theatre website or Facebook page and click through to get your tickets for that show, which is tomorrow night. Let's have a look and see what else we've got on. We've got on Chris Gillespie is doing the Friday night gig down at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. Those shows always kick off at 8:30, go through till 10:30. And Chris Gillespie's well-known local blues and jazz man down there. He'll be down there from 8:30. We thank you very much to Richard Keegan, the Duck, for that chat with Damien Leith. Apparently they had some technical problems earlier in the week, so we've played a longer version of the interview than we were going to. But that's okay, because as I said, I had a few troubles getting some people for interviews this week. So that was really interesting. It's great to hear from Damien. I like Damien's music. So his show is Saturday night down there at... down there at the Baroque Room, and that's at 7 p.m. For Damien's show. So very much worthwhile getting down there. Doors open at 7. Get down there and support touring music as well. Then we've also got on Saturday, we've got Mark and the Blues for the Blues Night down at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. And that once again kicks off at 8:30, goes through till 10:30. That's down at the Fairmont Resort. That's a great little venue down there. Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. You go in the foyer there downstairs and into the great atmosphere of the Whiskey Tavern down there. So that's Mark and the Blues. And that's on Saturday night down there at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. Then on Sunday, we have Shane Flew down at Auntie Ed's for the Auntie Ed's sessions. So, I was going to try and have a chat to Rebecca Mann, but I didn't manage to get on to Rebecca. So we should be able to get on to her for next week, for next Thursday, when she's going to be down at Auntie Ed's on the Sunday. Okay, so have a good night, guys. A little bit short from me, but that means you get more music. And have a great weekend. Get out and see something live. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Annie Joseph earlier in Talking Arts about that great exhibition out at Gangangari out at Lithgow there. 206 Main Street, remember, out there at Lithgow. And the ceramics exhibition, Hands on Clay 3, will be going for a little while yet. Next week, hopefully, we're going to have a chat to... Canto Latino. We might talk to Amanda, and we may even get a chat to Glenn Daly next week on the show. They're going to be playing out at the gallery next weekend with Canto Latino. So something to look forward to, always something to look forward to. Have a great weekend, and I'll catch you next time. Cheers.
reflection in the glass that I held to my lips, baby. Revealed the tears that were on my face. I would rather go blind, boy. See you walk away from me. So you see, I love you so much, and I don't want to see you leave me, baby. But most of all, I don't want to be free.
Hi, this is Dave Fortnum from the Hoodoo Gurus. You may ask, what's my thing? I'll tell you. My thing is Radio Blue Mountains, supporting local music.
Hi, I'm Nathan Power from Gusto Gusto. You're listening to The Professor on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
Title, I reckon. Hi, I'm Rob Yule from The Orchard Boat. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains on 89.1 FM.
I'm Grace Petrie. I'm a singer-songwriter from the UK, and you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
Well, it's a jungle out there. Another Friday night when your plan A has fallen through. A Tinder date that sounded great was too good to be true, I guess. Besides love of adventure, sense of humour, zest for life, he just forgot to mention the new baby or the wife. Yeah, what a dick. But there's no need to be lonesome when you've got the next best thing. So you block him on your socials and you give me a ring and say you're in need of some sympathy, some sushi and Netflix. You know I'm always free for dinner when they bail on you at six, and I will be the best I can. I will be the best I can. I will be the best I can. But you won't choose me over the last man on earth. And how am I back here again? I've learned so many times that I've run out of melodies and I've run out of rhymes, and I know this way lies insanity. I've seen it all before, but I know next time you need me, I'll be right there at your door, and I will be the best I can. I will be the best I can. I will be the best I can. You won't choose me over the last man on earth. After all the chasing, when you're tiring of this life, you pick the least worst option and consent to be his wife. I'll plan the hen do in Chicago. I will be there at the altar, and you can be my Santiago. If I can't be your Peralta, but I can be the best I can. I can be the best I can. I can be the best I can. And you still won't choose me over the last. At last orders, we've both had too much to drink, and you look at me for too long in a way that makes me think you sometimes wish that things were different. And it sometimes makes you sad that I treat you better than the best boyfriend you've ever had. And I can be the best I can. I can be the best I can. I can be the best I can, but you still won't choose me over the last man. And I can be the best I can. I will be the best I can. I can be the best I can, but you won't choose me over the last man. And I can be the best I can. I can. I will be the best I can.
enjoy a relaxing stay at the Palais Royal. To find out more about our exclusive rates, you can contact us on 02-4784-6300. The Palais Royal, grandeur elegance in the heart of the Blue Mountains.
There's a reason Bendigo Community Bank is called Bendigo Community Bank. Because over and above offering us award-winning financial products and advice, they are committed to returning profits to us Upper Mountains communitarians. We are lucky because of that. We are lucky they offer us trust, integrity, and support. And we're lucky they have supported more than 140 community groups to the tune of more than $600,000. What better reason is there for us to support Bendigo Community Bank right back? That's bendigobank.com.au, 117 Katoomba Street, Katoomba, or phone 4782 1144.
Hello and welcome back to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM for Thursday the 20th of April. If you're not down at the Qual gig, down at the Sounds of Our Towns gig, down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub, shame on you, shame on me, we should all be down there. But I'm here doing the show for you. Hope that's okay. We were going to try and get the folks from Qual on and the other bands, but we failed miserably. Sorry about that. I haven't been able to get many people at all for interviews for tonight's show, and I was supposed to be talking to Ross from Midnight Tea Party. They're going to be playing next weekend, so we'll still get Ross in. We'll get him in next week and have a chat to him about Midnight Tea Party. But for the moment, I'll just go through what's on tonight. So, as I said, Sounds of Our Towns is on tonight down at the Hub. That's Qual, Club Halifax, and Deep Sea Lights, and they're down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub tonight for the fifth round of Sounds of Our Towns, Mountains Get Down. Now that's this is volume 5, so if you're a bit short on something to do tonight, get down to Springwood and see those three great local bands. Kicks off at 7:30. That's probably when the doors open, but do get to these gigs early and make sure you support local music by doing so. All right, then we've also got live at the Blue Mountains Theatre tomorrow, and that one is In Excess down there. So tomorrow night is In Excess. Tonight is the Soot gig. Tomorrow is the Australian In Excess show. That show down there kicks off at 8 p.m. Go online and get your tickets, or go to the Blue Mountains Theatre website or Facebook page and click through to get your tickets for that show, which is tomorrow night. Let's have a look and see what else we've got on. We've got on Chris Gillespie is doing the Friday night gig down at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. Those shows always kick off at 8:30, go through till 10:30. And Chris Gillespie's well-known local blues and jazz man down there. He'll be down there from 8:30. Thank you very much to Richard Keegan, the Duck, for that chat with Damien Leith. Apparently they had some technical problems earlier in the week, so we've played a longer version of the interview than we were going to, but that's okay, because as I said, I had a few troubles getting some people for interviews this week, so that was really interesting. It's great to hear from Damien. I like Damien's music. So his show is is Saturday night down there at the Baroque Room, and that's at 7 p.m. for Damien's show. So very much worthwhile getting down there. Doors open at 7. Get down there and support touring music as well. Then we've also got on Saturday, we've got Mark and the Blues for the Blues Night down at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. And that once again kicks off at 8:30, goes through till 10:30. That's down at the Fairmont Resort. That's a great little venue down there. Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern, you go in the foyer there downstairs and into the great atmosphere of the Whiskey Tavern down there. So that's Mark and the Blues. And that's on Saturday night down there at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. Then on Sunday, we have Shane Flew down at Auntie Ed's for the Auntie Ed's sessions. So, I was going to try and have a chat to Rebecca Mann, but I didn't manage to get on to Rebecca. So we should be able to get on to her for next week, for next Thursday, when she's going to be down at Auntie Ed's on the Sunday. Okay, so have a good night, guys. A little bit short from me, but that means you get more music. And have a great weekend. Get out and see something live. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Annie Joseph earlier in Talking Arts about that great exhibition out at Gangangari out at Lithgow there. 206 Main Street, remember, out there at Lithgow. And the ceramics exhibition, Hands on Clay 3, will be going for a little while yet. Next week, hopefully, we're going to have a chat to Canto Latino. We might talk to Amanda, and we may even get a chat to Glenn Daly next week on the show. They're going to be playing out at the gallery next weekend with Canto Latino. So something to look forward to, always something to look forward to. Have a great weekend, and I'll catch you next time. Cheers. We'll be right back.
at my life, 24 and there's so much more. I live alone in a paradise, it makes me think of two. Love lost such a cost, you give me things that won't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
So you see, I love you so much. much, and I don't want to see you leave me there. But most of all, I don't want to be free.
Hey all, this is Matt from Cousin Betty, and you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. They said, damn,
if you don't mind, it's how... You're listening to Blue Mountains Live with Brad Dietrich.
So I hope you enjoyed a little bit of In Excess there, and a bit of more of Damien Leith, and also some Chicken Shack. Up next, we have Steve Perry with View from the Stand. So stick around. And you're here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.